Utah spends millions of dollars promoting the tourism value of its red rocks, but our silvery nighttime skies are also luring visitors to our parks. Capitol Reef National Park, along with Goblin Valley and Dead Horse Point State Parks, certified this year as International Dark Sky Parks. It's a testament to their unmatched nighttime views of the Milky Way.
I was just down at Goblin Valley State Park's dedication ceremony, which just happened like 2 weeks ago, and met this couple from Kentucky. They had read about this dedication ceremony was going to happen. They said, you know, we're wanting to take a vacation. So they flew to Salt Lake, rented a car, and drove straight to Goblin Valley so they could be there for the dedication ceremony. And then they were there for the star party after the ceremony, and they said, you know, this is the first time we've seen the Milky Way. And that just touches my heart, and I hear that over and over again at our events.
That's nice. That's Justina Parsons Bernstein, Utah's State Parks Interpretation Resource Manager. She says just yesterday a representative from the International Dark Sky Association toured five parks on the Wasatch Back to see if they might also qualify. Dr. John Barentine calls Utah a natural laboratory for efforts to protect views of the night sky.
The awareness here is better than it is in much of the rest of the country. It's connected to Utah's position in the West, and I think just a general appreciation for the outdoors and for the value of nature and even any interaction with the city in that regard. It's a very different attitude than we encounter in the eastern U.S., for example. There's a lot of reason to be hopeful. There are opportunities for people to become involved, to appreciate more what they have, to value it, and therefore demand solutions to the problems even in the city.
It is special. Barentine stopped by Rockport, East Canyon, Wasatch Mountain, Deer Creek, and Jordanelle State Parks. They're just a fraction of the parks hoping to receive recognition for their dark sky efforts. Even Zion National Park wants to join the exclusive list.